Here on the postgame show on 94.3 The Goat, Cougars fall tonight by a 5-3 score to the Victoria Royals. Cougars a good push late, but again, just too little too late. We're pleased to be joined by assistant coach Carter Rigby up in the broadcast booth. And coach, I guess firstly, just your thoughts on tonight's game. Seemed like you had a great start here, but I guess it's unable to sustain. And what were your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here tonight?
Yeah, I think you're bang on the start. I think until their goal, that was probably our best hockey all year, structure-wise, focus. You know, a lot of detail went into this weekend, obviously, with, you know, us trying to catch them and getting these guys prepared. And, you know, we thought for sure, you know, that first, like I said, until their goal, it was almost perfect hockey, really. And then after that, the second period, we kind of imploded ourselves and struggled on the back end tonight and some unlucky bounces. You know, we didn't draw any penalties to get a power play. Didn't work hard enough at times to get in front of the net and get in the eyes a smaller goalie that, you know, we got to challenge him to fight for pucks. And we didn't do that. And like you say, ran out of time, had a good push in the third, didn't give up, which I like out of our group. But, you know, too many passengers again here in that second period and turning pucks over the neutral zone and not letting us get to our game.
You know, the cliche saying is playing a full 60 minutes, and I think that kind of maybe came into play tonight. It's crazy how, like, those simple cliches really can, you know, tell a whole story, and it felt like that was kind of at the forefront, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, when you're playing a top-end team like Victoria is now, you know, they're not going to give you much, and when they give you something, you got to make it count. I thought at times, you know, leaving that first period, I thought we could have been up 2 or 3. A hitter had a couple grade-A chances in tight. You look over the ice, but when you don't come out in the second and push like that and respond, and just wasn't enough, and a full 60 wasn't had tonight.
Yeah, look, this is the Victoria team. Obviously, they made a lot of changes, right? You know, we haven't seen them since the deadline, and maybe some thoughts on them. You guys have played some really good games against these guys, but you know, I'm trying to think the last time this team lost in this building to Victoria. It's been a while, so it's again, it seemed like a good battle. It felt like a rivalry brewed a little bit also with these two teams.
Yeah, they added some high-end skill up front at the deadline. You know, Lazowski, Iso guy, you know, two guys that control the game with the pucks on their stick, and you know, they play well. They play with a lot of speed, a lot of pace. They stretch, you know, our D quite often. You look at a few of their goals and how many odd man rushes or breakaways we gave up tonight just with their speed. And our D were getting a little caught wide and you know, not a good enough F3 as well to help out those D men. So they've added pieces and it's worked for them, and they're a good team now. And, you know, like I said, I liked our push at the end of the third here. It kind of set us up for tomorrow, but at the same time, it's disappointing to drop points when you have a start and you have a focus like we did here. And in a second, just let us down big time.
Yeah. Bauer Dumanski, I want to ask about him. He's been out for the last 2 weeks. I feel like you forget how valuable he is to your back end. And he seemed like an Iron Man the way he always played every night. But to have him back here tonight after a two-week absence, I felt like for his first game back, probably a lot to like from Bauer.
Yeah, he looked good. Blocking shots in the PK. He was hard on guys, physical. And that's a Bauer that we need back there for sure. You're definitely missing Vonner and Karst here tonight. And I think it's a whole different story.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, last one before I let you go again. Carter Rigby joining us here in the postgame show presented by PG Office Systems. Great news is you get,
you know, structure and discipline within our structure and game and managing the puck all night tomorrow. And I think if we do that, we'll be just fine. But at the same time, on the offensive side of things, we got to make our chances count. And we got to get to the smaller goalie. There's a few times where we're wraparounds or shots from the point and pucks are laying there and we're on the outside of their defenders. And, you know, it's, as a defender, it's pretty easy. If no one's challenging you to get to the inside or you kind of got checked in front and the forward's not spinning off you or fighting to get through to get a rebound, it makes it easy for them. So up front, for sure, we got to do a lot better job. And, you know, we had a couple lines that weren't kind of going off, especially in that second, fighting with the puck. And some of our older guys, too, need to be better for sure. If we want to win games against good teams, our 20-year-olds got to be some of the best players on the ice. And tonight I thought they took a few shifts off here and there, and we can't have that this time of year.
Yeah, well said, Coach. Great way to end it. Appreciate the time. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Connor Rigby, assistant coach in our post-game show. Appreciate his time, as always. Take a quick look at the three stars for tonight's game. It's a clean sweep for Victoria. Cosmo Wilson, a goal and an assist. Caleb Matthews, a second star. He also had a goal and assist. And Hayden Moore, a goal and an assist. Those are your three stars for tonight's game. Tarek Parasek, great night, goal and two assists. I thought Riley Height was actually tremendous tonight also for Prince George. Tons of chances. You think of that breakaway in the third period, especially in the first period, had a lot of chances also. Thought he was going tonight as well. Aiden Foster picking up a multi-point night. Nice to see him get there in the action as well. So Wilson, Matthews, and Moore for your three stars for tonight's game. We got final shots. We're 30.